All right, let's get this rolling. Because I'm ready. Oh, man, am I ready. Obama, Messiah, Obama. He gives everybody free birth control and free health care because he is the Messiah and he puts his pants on two legs at a time. Okay. What's up? You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. And don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. So I just want to say, fuck you, because that's kind of the mood I'm in today. Man, I am primed. I did yoga. I've been doing some meditation lately. I've been getting back into the groove on that. I've been watching a shit ton of Aaron Curry videos. If you follow my Twitter stream, you've been seeing Aaron Curry videos show up. And this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. One that hones in on and destroys stupid motherfucking statists all around the world. It doesn't matter how many layers of taxpayers you hide your statism behind. It doesn't matter what kind of fucking rationalities you come up with for why the government has to do stuff, right? It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. I am the Great One himself. I am right. You are wrong. You are a statist piece of shit. That's how this shit rolls. Does it hurt your feelings? I don't give a fuck about your feelings. It always fascinates me. It doesn't fascinate me. It's disgusting, actually. It just, the way the fucking statist, the femistatist, and all the other statists, they're all like, ugh, my feelings. Oh, I need a safe zone. Oh, you can't say. What about all the people who are killed and murdered? It's like the Nazis being in the courtroom on trial for killing the Jews. They'd be like, well, this trial is really hurting my feelings. Well, what about all the Jews you gassed? What the fuck about them? We don't give a shit about it. Right? I got all these fucking statists going, my feelings. Okay, let me find this right. You voted for Obama, and Obama murders people in foreign countries with flying robots. And your big fucking concern is your goddamn feelings. And you don't understand why I think you're a piece of shit that should be exterminated. You don't understand why I don't care about your feelings. You want other people to die so that you can have what you want in life, so that you're not personally inconvenienced. You expect other people to serve as host for your parasitism. Right, you want your food stamps and your welfare and your WIC and your Social Security and you want your unemployment and all this other shit that is the government taking money. Well, this democracy, this democracy. Yeah, you did. You voted for these politicians that take shit away from other people and give it to you. But oh, it's all about your fucking feelings. All right. Let me get started before I just go ranting off on random shit. I am the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can send us email, God, dog spelled backwards, God, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. 10 years of podcasting. 10 fucking years I've been doing this podcast. Fuck you. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She is behind the glass. She is seen and not heard the way she should be, although I can't. You can't see her. You can't hear her. I can actually see her, and I can hear her if I want to, but I can turn the speaker. I can turn my little headphones down, and then she just has to write notes on the whiteboard to me. I'd like to make sure I get that in to piss off the femistatist. Randy, what else do I need to remind people of? Thank you. Today is the 9th of... what month is this? May. Yes. The 9th of May, 2015. Now, many of you out there are saying, but Great One, when are you going to get to part 4 in your series about the book Against Football. It's coming, right? It might be after this, but I want to talk about some other stuff. So, let me get right in before I run out of time, because God knows we never fucking run out of time on this podcast, right? Because I'm succinct and to the point, and I never ramble about things that have nothing to do with what I'm supposed to fucking be talking about. No, that would never, ever happen, would it? I suddenly got this weird just attack of friend request on Facebook. Because there is, of course, a Facebook page for the Cynical Libertarian Society, and I have a profile, but I don't really do anything with it. I very seldom log on. I have the post automatically posting from the website to the Facebook, so I don't interact with the Facebook or the feminist book, as it is more appropriately called. Just for the record, I am drinking a shot of blended scotch from my Apollo Mars. Ooh, apparently I'm drunk already. I've had 3 sips of scotch and I'm fucking blasted or something. My Apollo Moon Mission shot glass from the Kennedy Space Center. I also have a mug of hot raspberry tea, and of course I have the water bottle. So I'll be taking frequent pauses throughout the podcast to avail myself of one of the available beverages. See, I've already forgotten what I was talking about. Yes, thank you. That's why Randy is here, because she's the only person who fucking keeps me on track. Because fuck knows I can't keep myself on track. That's never going to happen. The Facebook. So I had this slew of Facebook requests. I just want to say to the NSA and the government, you don't have to send me Facebook friend requests in order to find out what I'm doing. I don't do anything on Facebook. You're not going to get anything from stalking me on Facebook. Just listen to the fucking podcast and you'll hear me talking about how the state needs to be destroyed and how the state's going to collapse. So anyhow, I took a look at everybody who sent me a Facebook friend request, and I'm sure one of them at least is a government agent. But that doesn't fucking matter. I've confirmed everybody's friend request, and who knows, it may turn out to be something useful. Okay, next, in my quest to talk today about how worthless statists are. All right, well, let me get this out of the way. So I'm going through the Aaron Clear reviews. Now, some of those of you who listen to the cast, you will remember some time ago, I did the podcast where I talked about Brianne Bolin making her bad decisions. And this got me a little boost in traffic because she sent all of her statist friends over to my webpage, my web pages. I sound like an old person talking about the internet, my web page. She sent all of her statist friends over to the website, and a bunch of her statist friends on Twitter started trying to fucking troll me on Twitter, which was hilarious because it's like, I just ignore you because I have a fucking life, right? I love they're sending me all these tweets on Twitter. It's like, so you're saying none of you people have a job, you have friends, you don't have anything to do other than be on Twitter trolling other people? I mean, certainly I'm on Twitter sometimes. I talk to some people on Twitter. I talk to Troublemaker on Twitter once in a while. But, you know, it's like anything else. It's like when you go out in public and you see people and you talk to them and you could be nice to them and stuff like that. But who goes out in public seeking out other humans to argue with them or call them names or degrade them? I mean, even I, the asshole, fucking cynical anarcho-capitalist who believes in social Darwinism and believes that natural selection should be allowed to kill off all the people who are too stupid to survive. Even as much of a cock-sucking bastard asshole piece of shit as I am to some people in their worldview, and I'm fine with that, by the way, I'm not complaining about it. I've said this before, I believe people are judged not just by their friends, but also by their enemies. I look at the caliber of people like Brianne Bolin, who hate me and attack me. I'm proud of that. The fact that that dumb fucking filthy cunt attacked me on Twitter, that is a fucking badge of honor in my world, that a piece of shit like that doesn't like me and doesn't like my opinions. That's the best fucking thing that could happen in my life. Right, so I don't want scumbag piece of shit people like Brianne Bolin to like me. But as much as I despise her, I talk about her on the cast. I did, what, 3 episodes of the podcast talking about what a failure she is? Because she is perfectly illustrative of the failure that is, you know, the people like her. Again, just to briefly recap, what did she do? She got a worthless degree. She got a motherfucking degree in avant-garde poetry. When she was, I think she was 26, 27 at the time, she had fucking sex, one night stand, one night fuck me up the ass, fuck me in the cunt, fuck me, because, you know, I'm horny and I'm a woman and I can't be responsible for my actions. She had a one night stand with a 20-year-old guy. She got knocked up. Now she's got a baby who's handicapped, right? Another dumb fucking decision. She got pregnant. She didn't have a husband. She had no... And now she's on welfare. Now I'm fucking paying for her food. I'm paying her rent. She's got a fucking worthless job as an adjunct professor at a college teaching fucking English, right? I mean, she's made all these mistakes in her life. She is a fucking poster child for how you can fuck your life up if you're not stupid. And that's why I talked about her for 3 fucking episodes. Because she is a fucking poster child. And it would be nice if some of you young people out there would look at her example, see the ways in which she has failed, getting pregnant, fucking being a single mother, having a worthless degree. Okay? Look at her failure, look at her life, and then fucking avoid her mistakes. That's why I talk about her. It's not because I particularly hate her personally. I mean, I do. If I met her personally, I'm sure she is a statist feminazi bitch. I'm sure I would not like her, but I've never met her, so my dislike for her is entirely about who she is, the mistakes she's made, and what a dumbass she is. Anyhow, I did those 3 episodes. I talked about her, and at the time, I thought to myself, I was like, man, I should send this story to Captain Capitalism. He would love this. I'm going through the Cappy Cap videos because I'm way behind on Cappy Cap videos. I'm watching videos that the captain uploaded, you know, months and months and months ago. I'm playing catch up. And lo and behold, I come across a video, and I'll put it in the show notes. I'll link to it. I come across a video where somebody else sent the same or almost the same article to the captain. Now, I read the article originally in Elle magazine, but obviously the person who wrote it sold it to multiple magazines, because as the captain was reading the article, I mean, unless he just left stuff out and didn't read the entire thing. But I'm pretty sure he read some stuff in his version that was not in the version I read, and he certainly left things out of his version that were in the version that I read. Nonetheless, it was the same story. I mean, it's the same stuff. And no surprise here, the captain essentially said the same things I said, because, you know, and this is the only thing, is, you know, people are, Aaron Cleary sounds like you, and you sound like Aaron Cleary. Well, probably, let's be honest, because this is the difference between me as an anarcho-capitalist who has never been wrong, who is always right, and all of you fucking statists out there. I don't live in a fantasy world. I don't have to delude myself. I don't pretend that I'm a genius who's come up with everything. If anything, if you listen to Aaron Cleary's analysis of Brianne Boland and you listen to my analysis, they're going to sound almost the fucking same. In some places, it's like word for fucking word. We're saying the same goddamn thing. And the reason for that is probably not because Aaron Cleary is copying me. It's because I'm copying him. Because Aaron Cleary has been that much of an influence on the way that I have come to think and the way I've come to look at the world, because he presents logical, powerful, intelligent statements backed up by data, backed up by empirical fact. And I'm one of the few rare people in the world, let's be honest about it, who can be actually swayed by facts. Most people out there are emotion driven. I know you people like to think that you're rational and intelligent, but you're not. You are purely emotion driven. Brie Boland being a classic example. Look at her shit. Read her story. I'm pretty sure I posted a link to the article, maybe to the PDF. I'm going to check, because I also recently, I've got that article that I did for the Bolin podcast as a PDF, where I went through and I highlighted in the PDF the sections of it that I read so that it would be easy to follow along. I'll need to make sure, where's my notes? Randy, fuck are my notes? There they are, thank you. That was me trying to open an ink pen. I need a man to open this for me. I'm a woman. I need a man like a fish needs a bicycle, but I need a man to open this jar for me. Bolin notes with highlights. I'll get that onto the website. Fuck, I've spent more time today looking at the goddamn computer, just dealing with bullshit. I'm really about sick of it. I fucking hate social media. Have I mentioned that I hate social media? Social media, fuck. It's just, you know, and I love it when people are like, well, all you do is podcast. You have no fucking idea how much work goes into maintaining a website and doing a podcast, doing the fucking post-production that we do, and then prepping the file for uploading it, and then uploading it, and writing the show notes, and doing the links. Fuck you. Fuck you. What are you doing? Sitting around watching Game of Thrones. All right. Fuck you. The captain and I sound like we're saying pretty much the same thing in response to this Bolin bitch. Because we are. Because it's really fucking obvious. She has a worthless degree and she's a goddamn single mother, not a father anywhere in sight. Now, of course, I used a lot more bad language. I talked about it a lot longer. I was a lot ruder. I called her names, yada, yada, yada. The captain was fairly nice. I mean, he's the captain. He didn't go out of his way to be an asshole the way that I do. The captain, like me, asked the question, why didn't she get an abortion? I've talked about this before, but I feel like it just needs to be hit again, right? It's like that bitch's ass. You gotta hit that shit. Hit it, yes. As a little fucking patriarchy for you. You gotta hit that ass. You gotta spank it. She's a leftist. We know that from reading the article. She is a fucking leftist. Why didn't she get an abortion? The captain asked that question. I know the answer. The answer, as I said at the time, is that she knew that having a child as a single mother was a way for her to get money from other people. And sympathy. And when she found out, at whatever point it was, before the child was born, after the child was born, whenever she found out that the child was handicapped and would be disabled for its entire life, that was like a bonus. Because now she gets seven times as much sympathy, and she's going to get wealth redistribution from the government taken from people who work for a living for the rest of her life. I mean, she will never, ever be off of government welfare. She's going to get wealth redistribution for the rest of the time she's alive. Now, the captain made one really good point I didn't think of. Because, see, I was too busy insulting her and calling her a stupid cunt and all this other stuff. The captain pointed out that she could make a lot of money on the public speaking circuit. All she has to do is admit that she fucked up. Can you imagine if she went around on the public speaking circuit to colleges and gave a speech in which she said to these college students, "Hi, I'm Breanne Bolin. And I'm poor. The reason I'm poor is because I have a worthless degree in, what the hell is it, poetry, romantic poetry, I forgot now, oh, avant-garde. I have a degree, a college degree in avant-garde poetry, and I took an adjunct professor job because it's the only job I could take, and I work part-time, and I had a child while I was not married, and the child was handicapped because I wasn't smart enough to get an abortion, Because, I mean, we do have medical technology. I'm willing to bet they knew the child was handicapped before it was born. I don't know that for a fact. I wasn't there with Brian Bolden 9 months she was pregnant. But we have this thing called medical technology. Ultrasounds, and they can do DNA testing and all this other shit. Right? I'm willing to bet she knew before the child came out of the birth canal it was going to be handicapped. She chose not to use birth control. She chose not to get an abortion. So she could give a speech. These are the things I fucked up. And the consequences of my fucking up are that I'm poor. And she wouldn't be poor anymore because she could make a lot of money telling these college students the truth and scaring the shit out of them so that they would stop majoring in stupid shit and get a fucking degree where they can actually get a job and where they would learn to use some birth control. I mean, how can people still today, how can women get I accidentally got pregnant. How many times have I bitched about this? You accidentally got pregnant. I am so fucking sick of women who accidentally get, you can't accidentally get pregnant. There's no such fucking thing. Unless you're walking along and you trip and you fall down and you land on a guy's cock and he shoots cum inside of you. Okay, if that happened, then yeah, you accidentally got pregnant. There's no fucking accidentally got pregnant. How many forms of birth control are there? And birth control's free now, right? You got Obamacare. All you fucking feminists got all upset about you wanted your free birth control. I mean, fucking Christ. How many forms of birth control do you fucking need? So there's no accidentally getting pregnant. She did not accidentally have that baby. She could make a fortune on the speaking circuit telling college kids, don't fuck up like I did. But the captain pointed out why that will never happen. Because she is a leftist, and leftists have ego problems. Their egos will not allow them to admit that they're wrong. And gee, where have you heard that concept before? I wonder if it was on Stating the Obvious podcast. Oh, I bet it was. How many times have you heard me point out we, as anarcho-capitalists, have been wrong about more things more times than anybody else on the planet? You show me an anarcho-capitalist, I will show you somebody who at one time was a statist. And for us to move from statism to anarcho-capitalism, we had to realize that our entire worldview was incorrect. That our entire worldview was wrong. We had to put aside our egos and our childish little selfish fucking spoiled snowflake syndrome princess fucking emotional need to always be right, that every fucking left wing and every fucking right wing statist out there has, whether they're a fucking atheist statist who sucks Obama's cock, whether it's a Christian statist who thinks that Jesus is going to provide for them, it doesn't fucking matter. All of these people have an emotional terror of being wrong. Their egos will not allow them to just look at evidence, recognize that they're wrong, and say, shit, I fucked up. I was doing wrong shit. I thought wrong shit. I made a bad choice. And then to fucking move forward. They cannot do it. This is why I have argued, am arguing, will continue to argue that we as anarcho-capitalists are intellectually, mentally, emotionally superior to them. Superior is not metaphorical here, right? We are superior to them. A skyscraper made out of steel is superior to a skyscraper made out of paper, right? The steel skyscraper is not going to collapse when you put too much weight in it. Well, it would if you put enough weight eventually, right? But a skyscraper, the same height, made out of paper, it's going to blow over, it's going to collapse, it's going to fall down. Paper cannot hold up the weight. Paper cannot support itself after a bunch of rain hits it. Paper cannot support itself when the wind blows. We are superior. To go back to the metaphor I love to use, the X-Men, the movie, the mutants, fucking, what's his name, Magneto, right? We anarcho-capitalists, we are the mutants. We are genetically superior. The fucking status, the left-wing status, the right-wing status, the bi-wing status, the tri-wing status, the no-wing status, the up-wing status, the left-wing status, all the fucking status out there. They are the mundanes. They are inferior to us. And it may hurt your fucking feelings for you to know that you are inferior. But you need to know you're inferior. And you can stop being inferior anytime you choose to set aside your fucking ego and look at the world around you and just fucking learn. Fucking think. Fucking stop putting yourself and your own selfish needs before everything else. Stop expecting other people to pay taxes so that you can get your fucking food stamps. Stop looking the other way while the government murders people in foreign countries with flying robots because you want your free fucking birth control that then you don't even fucking use and you have a fucking handicapped baby that I have to pay for. Just wake the fuck up. I know it's hard. I did it. I've been there. I've gone through the process of moving from left-wing statist to right-wing statist to right-wing minarchist to anarcho-capitalist. I have made the progression. Was it hard? Yeah, that's what she said. Yes, it was. Hard and long. What's this shit? I have to ignore I have my emails popping up. Randy, don't let me look at the email. What the fuck was I talking about? See, this is what happens when I get distracted. Yeah, thank you. I was talking about my transgression. I almost said my transgression. My progression. From status to minarchist to ANCAP. It wasn't easy, but I managed to do it because I was able to remove my head from my ass and Obama's cock from my mouth. Actually, all of this happened before. Well, now, when Obama took office, how long ago was that? 6 years, yeah. Well, all right, I know how long ago it was, but I'm thinking about that in the progress of our episode. How long have you been doing this with me? I'm trying to remember if I was a minarchist when Obama became president. I think I was. I think I was still a right-wing minarchist when Obama was elected the first time. Okay. So speaking of your inability to pull your head out of your ass, let's move away from Bolin and the fact that she's a failure and the fact that she can't get past her own ego and the fact that if she could get past her own ego, she would have a shit ton of money. Let's talk about something else. As I look at all my notes and see all the things I need to fucking do episodes about. Oh, God damn it. The ego of you statist and your inability to connect with anything around you truly manifest itself when I look at the things you choose to focus on and the things you choose to ignore. Actually, okay, I mean, here we go. Stefan Molyneux did a video that, as I think about it, ties in perfectly with what I'm about to talk about. Let me put mine in the notes here. Stefan, resist police. I'll put that video in the show notes if I fucking remember, because we all know my brain is like a sieve. What do you mean it has to do with the alcohol? Randy, how long has it been since you've seen me drink alcohol? Okay, well, other than the fact that I have a fucking shot glass of scotch in my hand right now as we're talking. Okay, yes, I did have a martini about an hour ago. Aside, all right, I'm going to stop asking you questions. I'm probably the only person who drinks scotch and hot tea at the same time. Maybe not. Maybe there's other people as fucked up as I am. All right. Focus. On the family. Focus. Stefan Molyneux did a video where he talked about why he wasn't doing videos about the police brutality in Baltimore. And the point of his video, which I got it on the notes, if I remember, I'm going to link it in the show notes. His point was, look, focusing on this bullshit distracts from the fact that the state exists in the first place, right? The problems in Baltimore are not because there's some riots and some cops and shit. All the problems come from the state. And by focusing on this one little problem, it creates the idea that, well, this one little bit of police brutality is a problem, and if we get rid of that, everything's okay. And he does this brilliant rant where he talks about how the Democrats, you know, how the Democrats were the ones who tried to keep slavery, how the Democrats voted against everything, freeing the slaves, making black people equal, yada, 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 how the Democrats were, and yet the Democrats overwhelmingly vote Democrat. The black people overwhelmingly vote Democrat. I don't know what the fuck I said, but it sounded wrong. Excuse me. Yeah. I'm dying. Yeah, quick, I need a cigarette. Yeah, I'm coughing. I'm coughing up a lung here, boys. Get me some fucking welfare. Actually, I just needed a shot of scotch there. All right. So Molyneux's point is that you don't solve the problem. Well, first of all, you're not, because nobody will identify the problem. His point is people want him to talk about the riots and the police brutality, but he's like, look, that's not the problem. There's a bigger problem. It's the state as a whole. And you can't fix anything by looking at these tiny little symptoms. You have to look at where the symptoms come from. What is the root cause? The root cause, of course, is the state. And this ties in. Here's what I was going to talk about that parallels the exact same discussion. I'm sitting here talking with this group of idiots, people, morons, statists, and they're talking about Periscope and Meerkat. Now, you may know what a Periscope is, and you may know what a Meerkat is, but I'm talking about Periscope and Meerkat in the context of social media and cell phones. So unless you're a fucking loser, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, so let me explain. These are cell phone applications that allow you to live stream video from your cell phone. You know, again, in the 60s, here in the United States, we were exploring the bottom of the ocean. We were going to the moon. These were great achievements. And now, in the year 2015, all that shit is dead. There's no space exploration. There's no undersea exploration. All people give a fuck about is their goddamn cell phones. This is how low we have sunk. Again, look at the narcissism and the ego. We, as a nation, I don't want to be in a nation with you fucking losers, but think about this. This is just coming into my brain right now. This is complete. Unlike the rest of this stuff that was pre-planned, I actually had notes on this. That's why it makes such fucking coherent sense. This is just coming into my brain right now out of nowhere. In the 1960s, the golden age, I know the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, when this country, this nation, statist as it is, had its shit together. We were exploring the moon. We were exploring the oceans. We were doing great things. Now, the United States is just this fucking mentally retarded, physically, scientifically stunted group of narcissistic fucking snowflakes The only thing, they who are just their egos. You look at the people around you and the egos, and you can see it manifest in this obsession everybody has with selfies and Instagram and their cell phone and being on Facebook, and everything is about them. We have gone from a nation that was looking outwards, looking at exploring outer space, looking at exploring the bottom of the oceans, building the Sea Lab. Most of you don't even know anything about Sea Lab. Sea Lab, it was this thing. It was the government, but it was still happening. Just like the Apollo mission. Yeah, it was the government, went to the moon, but at least we fucking went to the moon. Sea Lab, it was this laboratory, a submersible laboratory on the bottom of the ocean. They were pioneering, can we live under the ocean? Do you see any of that shit anymore? Do you see moon missions? Do you see fucking people living on the bottom of the ocean? No! Because the only thing people in the United States care about is their fucking egos. Themselves. Oh, I put my selfie on Instagram! And we've become so degenerated as a society, and our technology is so degenerated. I mean, the Apple Watch. This is what everybody's excited about, is the fucking Apple Watch. It's a goddamn wristwatch. This does not compare with the fucking Apollo mission landing on the moon. Sorry, boys and girls, it doesn't. And you think it does because your fucking ego will not let you go beyond yourself. And this is what's happening to the nation and our society. This is why the United States of America needs to die. It is corrupt. It is dead. It's not just corrupt. It is dead. It is spiritually, mentally, intellectually dead. As a nation, our curiosity is dead. The only time people in the United States give a flying fuck about what's happening outside of the borders is if there's some brown people trying to come here and take our jobs, or if there's some brown people in Afghanistan that need to be killed by flying robots, or if there's some yellow people in China making some fucking iPhones. There's no curiosity about the outside world anymore. There's no desire to explore, to boldly go where no man has gone before. As a nation, nobody gives a fuck about that anymore because they're dead. They're selfish, dead, brain dead, retarded, stunted pieces of shit. You are the millennials. Fuck you. And yes, you are the product of the old people who came before you, but you're not getting any better. So every time I hear a millennial talking about how they're the smartest generation ever, and we're going to change the world. No, you're not. You're pieces of shit. You're garbage. Your children. The point, after, will the millennials of the children, will they go even further downhill, even further into narcissism, or will they look at all the old people in front of them and finally go, holy shit, these old people are really fucked up. We've got to do something different. Because I know you millennials don't think you're ever going to be old people, but I have news for you. One day you're going to be old people, and you're going to be just as fucked up as the boomers. Oh my God, the boomers are fucked up. Aaron Clary, I'm going to put a link to it. The Clary podcast, number 93. He talks about homeless baby boomers. He laughs at it just like, I'm not even going to go into you. If you do not listen to the Clary podcast, as soon as you finish listening to this, there will be a link in the show notes. Go listen to episode 93 of the Clary podcast. I hate to just be here, just kiss it. Actually, I don't hate it. I love it. I just sit here going, Aaron Clary, he's so cool. I'm going to slobber all over his nutsack. Aaron Clary, capitalism. Oh my God, he's so cool. I'm going to masturbate while thinking about Aaron Clary. But, you know, he really is that fucking good. It's just like when women talk about me and talk about, well, they're like, the great one had sex with me and, well, he really was great. It was really long and hard. And I mean, you can't blame them for just telling the truth. Yes, I fucked the shit out of her. She loved it. I ate the pussy. I was an asshole. I fucking tore the shit up. It was all night long. I fucking worked it. She's sore. She's walking funny. She's going to say, it's the same thing. You, Aaron Clary, you expose yourself to his greatness and you're going to be walking funny. It's that fucking good. Okay.
Brandy, where are we on time? God.
I'm never going to get everything in this episode that I wanted to get in. Hey, when has that ever happened before? All right, so look. You fucking degenerates out there. I'm sitting around with all these fucking douchebag statists, and we're talking about Periscope and Meerkat. And they're asking, well, is that legal? Because you could take your cell phone now and you could go to a football game. NFL. Let's tie this back to football. I'll get around to finishing the fucking football thing pretty soon, right? Football. Giant corporation. Oh my God. All these fucking statists, left-wing statists, they hate the corporations. But oh my God, they love them some fucking football. And so the argument comes up, well, with this live streaming ability from your cell phone, you could go to an NFL game and you could live stream the NFL football game with your cell phone. And well, that's not legal, because all the footage of the football game is copyrighted the NFL. And I'm listening to this and I'm going, holy fuck. Again, you people, you think you're so smart. We're in this new world. Copyright and IP laws are just falling apart because of digital technology. And this is the question you're asking. These are the questions. Now, none of these people, not one of these people, questions police beating the shit out of people. Not one of these people in this group who's all worked up over somebody fucking live streaming the Denver Broncos. Not one of them questions Hussein Obama murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. And I think this is the other manifestation of this, which actually came up also, was, oh my God, did you hear the terrible crisis? What was it? 4 episodes of Game of Thrones were leaked before they were released. And this was like a fucking crisis for these people. Again, the fucking wars, no big deal. $16 trillion deficit, not a big deal. We're not going to talk about any of that. We're going to get fucking worked up and upset because somebody might live stream the Denver Broncos football game and because Game of Thrones episodes got loosed. All of this stuff serves to distract people from any questions of true significance. And this is what truly separates. Let's get back to talking about inferior people and superior people again, because those of us who are superior love to make fun of those of you who are mundane. The superior people see things like the Baltimore riots and the fucking live streaming football games and the Game of Thrones leaking. And we see this for what it is. It's just small change bullshit symptoms. Most of these things, like, you know, the live streaming a football game, that's not even a legitimate problem. In no way whatsoever is some fucking moron with a cell phone live streaming a Denver Broncos football game any kind of problem. Nobody is being harmed by this. Nobody's property is being stolen. Nobody is being killed by a flying robot. Nobody's being beat. Nobody's being raped. Nobody is dying. Nobody is having their property taken from them. This is in no way whatsoever a problem at all to anyone who has a brain. The Baltimore riots, there's a problem. There's property destruction going on. There's people being physically injured. I'm not up on things. There may have been people killed. I don't know. That's not me being a smartass in any way. I don't know. I am not up to date on the events. That is a legitimate problem. But it is not a root cause. It is not. The riots cannot be solved by any kind of response to the riots. The riots can only be solved by addressing the root cause of the riots. And the root cause of the riots, when you get to it, is the destruction of the black family and statism. Because statism does, of course, encourage, desire, and thrive upon the destruction of the black family. Hey, Aaron Clary, where have you heard that name before? Aaron Clary just wrote another book. It's called The Black Man's Guide to Getting Out of Poverty, or something very close to that. I've read most of his books. I'm sure this one's going to be just as good. Aaron Clary has already been attacked as being racist for trying to help black people stop being poor, right? Because black people who are not poor don't serve the purpose of the state, just like women who are not victims don't serve the purpose of the state. This is why femistatism attempts to teach, to indoctrinate, to convince every woman that she is a victim. Because if you are a woman and you're not a victim, then you don't need the state to come in and protect you. If you can provide for yourself, if you can get a goddamn husband, and if you can have friends, and if you're competent, and you've got skills, and you can get a job, and if you stay home and take care of your children, and you got a great husband who loves you, you don't need the government. And if you don't need the government doesn't need you. If you're a black person, if you're not on welfare, and if your family's not broken, and if you don't need to fucking talk to a guidance counselor, and if you don't need the public schools, and if you don't need fucking rehabilitation for your drug habits, and if you don't need somebody to protect you from the gangs, and if you don't need the ACLU to show up and protect you from the fucking cops who are trying to beat you, if you don't need the state, if you've got a fucking family, right? If you're a black person and you've got a mother who loves you, and you got a father who loves you, and your father works for a living, and you have enough money, and you pay in your bills, and your father wants to see you go to college or go to a trade school and get a good trade, and make money and be self-sufficient and be able to reinvest this money in your home and in your community and to find a good wife and to not have to be on. If you don't need the government to provide those things for you, the government doesn't need you. That's why the government wants to make sure every woman is a fucking victim. The government wants to make sure every black person is a fucking poor black boy from the ghetto. Because if you are dependent on the government, you're going to keep voting Democrat. And yes, there's the analogy on the Republican side, right? The Republicans want to make sure that you believe in God, and by golly, you got these fucking morals, and we got to get these morals on everybody else, and these people are immoral, and man, we got to pass laws to enforce our morality on other people. And this is how the state gets the fucking right-wingers. It's like, no, we know what's right and wrong, and we've got to help these other people, because there's these poor people out there, and these stupid people out there, and these atheists out there, and we got to make sure they understand right from wrong. And we need the government to enforce, because again, religious people, okay, just like the feminists need all the women to be victims, just like the Democrats need all the black people to live in the ghetto, the right wing needs the religious people to want to convert everybody to their religion, but to not be able to do it through logic. We have to do it through force. We got to do it through laws. Because if your religion makes so much fucking sense, you would be able to convince people with some kind of fucking reasoning. Although this goes against what I've been saying for years, which is that people can't be convinced by reasoning, they're convinced by emotion. Right? But if your religion made sense, if you could convince people on your own, through your own discourse, through your own reasoning, through your own oratory skills, that your religion is somehow correct, then maybe people would come your way. But since you can't, this fucking right-wing religious statist also become dependent on the government, because they want the government to try to shove people into their religions. Well, I sure as hell don't have time to talk about that. So I was going to read some stuff from a book that I have, but we're rapidly running out of time. What else? What else is there, Randy? Can I sing? Is there anything else I can praise Aaron Cleary for? Well, this is like the I Kiss Aaron Cleary's Fucking episode. That's what I'm going to call this. We're going to call this episode The Great One Kisses Aaron Cleary's Ass for 52 Minutes. He did a great video, Special Snowflake Syndrome. I recommend you watch that. I'll have to put a link to it. He also did a great video about why the left hates families so much, which essentially just echoes what I'm saying, right? The left hates families because families allow people to not be on welfare. The families allow people to not need the government. It really is. I should just fucking get on my knees and lick Aaron Cleary's ball sack or something for this episode. That's what we'll call it. The Great One Licks Aaron Cleary's Ball Sack for 52 Minutes episode. That'll be the name. Maybe that'll be the name of it. I don't know. I will say this much. My hats are cooler than Aaron Cleary's. I have a Greek fisherman's hat, which I'm not wearing. And then I have a deer stalker. I'm wearing the deer stalker right now. For those of you who don't know what a deer stalker is, that's the hat that Sherlock Holmes wears. It's got the little brim in the front and then the other little brim in the back. I don't know why it's called deer stalker. Maybe you're supposed to wear it while you're stalking deers? I guess. I mean, I don't really know. What you may not know is that the flaps on the side, actually there's the little tie at the top. You can untie it. In fact, I'll do it right now. Of course, you can't see it. But the little flaps come down and cover up your ears, and then you can tie it under your chin. And so it's got a little like ear warmers. It's not like ear warmers. It is ear warmers. I'm fucking talking like a goddamn millennial. Like, oh my God, like I was on my cell phone and like I was so obsessed with myself that I was like posting selfies on Instagram and like, oh my God, like I was wondering like, where's my fucking like welfare check? Like, oh my God, I have three handicapped children by two different daddies and a degree in fucking English literature. Why the fuck? Oh my God, patriarchy. So anyway, Aaron Cleary, go to his fucking YouTube channel, captaincapitalism.blogspot.com, I think. Go to amazon.com, look for his books, read his books, they're great. You might be able to pull your head out of your ass if you just listen to what the fuck he's saying. Because he says it nicer than I do. He doesn't call people cunts as often as I do. He doesn't use the word fuck as much as I do. So if I'm hurting your fucking feelings, go listen to him, because he's an asshole.